Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you suppose we'll meet any wild animals?
We might. Animals that eat straw?
Some, but mostly lions and tigers and bears.
Lions?
And tigers?
And bears.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
I don't know that I can think of anything more terrifying than being in a walk in the woods. And follow me here, having to climb a tree.
I know.
To escape coyotes.
A pack of coyotes, right. And you're in Saugus. You're right. Not in the middle of, right. You know, nowhere.
Right. I once was stuck in my house, but it was at least my house because there was a pack of wild raccoons on my porch and I couldn't get out. It was the middle of the day and I was literally stuck inside. It was a giant, huge mom raccoon. I think they were probably not well. And there was a bunch of like her little babies all on my porch. We had to call animal control.
That's two things. With the cubs, when they're with their mm-hmm. little baby raccoons, they're out of their minds because they're very protective. But also, they're not supposed to be around people. And if they are, there's a chance they're rabid.
And
I mean, you said
they're crazy.
They're like out of their minds.
Yeah, they're cute looking. So sometimes people try to approach them. And they have to remember these animals can be nasty because they're animals. And they, you know, it's in their nature to protect their young and to they're ravaging around for food.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I mean, there was a bear in Newton Center last night. They were saying that the storms might have scared the thing out of the woods. But where were the woods in Newton where the bears live?
No kidding. And it was Newton Center. He climbed a tree. And he was in the middle of a tree in Newton. A big black bear.
I was gonna say,
don't know where he is.
Was it big? Was it like a baby bear? Or was it an adult-sized bear?
Do we know?
It was a black bear. It looked like it was an adult-sized bear, which means there's baby bears somewhere. There's a family somewhere.
Right. And they don't know what. It's like on the loose. They have no idea if it went back into the woods. Or if it's still running around, but they're like, don't approach it. I'm like, no worries there.
But back to this woman in Saugus who had the presence of mind. Think about this. This is like in a movie. She's walking her dog and there's trails, as there are in Framingham where I live. I'm sure they're up, you know, Newburyport, you know, up where you guys live. And not that far from humanity and life and shopping malls and all that. And all of a sudden she finds herself surrounded by four coyotes and she has the presence of mind to run to a tree and climb up the tree. Meanwhile, her dog's down on the ground.
I know. Like, I would have taken my dog with me.
Well, how do you climb a tree with a dog?
I don't know. If it's a big dog and dogs don't generally climb trees.
Right.
It's just not in their nature. So I don't know what. Did the dog get hurt?
No, the dog. I know. The dog ran off or the dog stayed to scare off the coyotes a little bit, and then the dog took off. Dog was fine, but she's in the tree with her cell phone, and she calls 911. And they come, and by the time 911, at least according to the report I saw, the time 911 arrived, the coyotes were gone. But she really had presence of mind and kept it together. I would have been up there, dropped the phone, and then what do you do?
Right. I don't even know whether I would have been able to get up in the tree. I would have been shaking. Yeah. I probably wouldn't have been able to climb the tree.
That's what my question was going to be. Could you actually physically climb a tree? I struggled with the rope thing at gym class.
Me too.
I don't think I could make it up the tree.
I wouldn't be up the tree. They'd be nipping at my ankles. No. I'd have been a goner.
I've been missing arm day for the last couple of weeks, so I wouldn't have been able to climb a tree.
Yeah, forget it.
What are your interactions with wildlife? It seems like we're hearing more and more about like lions and tigers and wolves and coyotes. Turkeys are another one. Mm-hmm. They're mangy and they'll come at you.
Yes.
We had a skunk in our garage at one point years ago. I dined on that for a while telling that story. But what have you had interactions with wildlife? You don't have to be out in the country. Just 617-931-1067. We'd love to know about what kind of interactions you had with wild animals or not so wild animals and how you managed to escape.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.